Go longer.
Let me see. Buzz.
Yes.
In the course of an average lifetime, you will, while sleeping, eat 70 assorted insects and 10 spiders. True or false?
That's probably true.
That is true.
Can you give this to us again? That is disturbing.
In the course of an average lifetime, you will, while sleeping, eat 70 assorted insects and 10 spiders.
Wow.
Oh, my God. You mean like that they crawl into your mouth while you're sleeping?
Hold on. I gotta break in.
What happened?
The PlayStation mom is on the phone.
Oh, my God.
Good news?
Okay, the PlayStation
mom.
Here we go.
Here you go. The mom's on the line.
Here she is after our delightful message.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi, honey.
I'm not a DA from that last caller. I knew that it was just a game, but all my friends and family heard me on the radio, and they're like, why didn't you ask for a PlayStation game? Because Don and Mike are so very nice that if they knew
you're still trying.
Now listen, and first off, you didn't ask for a PlayStation game. That was just the prize we were giving away.
Yeah, see, we just gave away the game.
Right, but I was hoping for the PlayStation.
Yeah, but we're not giving away PlayStation.
I was hoping to wake up this morning and have Elizabeth Hurley polishing my knob, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, but you got to have me call back and talk, and I know that you guys enjoy that.
Are you still? The angle is you're still looking for the game, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't have one.
Well, you know, the machine.
What you have to do, you don't have the machine, and I keep saying game when it's the machine.
The system.
Right. I misspeak all the time. What you ought to do is just sell the game.
Well, I really want
to. Great question, Rob. Are you an only child, ma'am?
No, I'm not.
Okay, just checking.
Yes, you are.
Well, listen, seriously, I know what we said in the message was half serious and half kidding, but the serious part is we didn't let your kids down.
No, I know you didn't. Hey, I got to tell you, you guys are great. To come home and get a message on your answering machine from you guys, that was wonderful.
But we're not giving you a dick. You do what I suggested, honey. Sell your body on the street.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Get the $300 and buy your kids the goddamn PlayStation.
All right, now I want to know, what are you planning on doing? Now that you have your final answer, what are you planning on doing with the game?
With the game? I might put on eBay.
That's a good move.
Good plan.
So,
you probably get a little more than you would get retail for.
Yeah. Maybe. But thanks for the call, guys. You guys have a good day.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Do you know, once she knew she had no chance of getting the game, not the game, the machine.
She didn't want anything to do with us.
She was washing her hands of us.
Right. Because she still thought that she could play that card with us.
Yes.
Yeah. But my friends all said that Don and Mike were saying, your friends.
Her friends and family.
Your dumb friends. Tell your dumb friends and family to buy you the stupid game.
Right. That's right.
You know what? After all this, I'm not going to get her the game.
You were never...
The machine!
Were you going to get her the system, really?
I was, for a brief period of time, thinking that... You know, we've done that type of thing before. After, like, hours of ball busting, we would finally just go, like, and this is one circumstance where it's not appropriate. It's not appropriate at all.
That's right.
Because you know why? And I was even thinking about it up until the point where she was like, okay, guys, I got to run. No, they're not getting me the machine.
Hold on, I got a better idea.
Hold on.
All right, very good.
This is really going to border on cruel.
Okay.
Do you want me to be cruel?
Yes, of course.
Hey, John.
It's a cruel day.
John, would you come here, please? There you go. There's my corporate credit card.
All right, very good.
Is there a toy store around here?
Yeah.
Go buy a PlayStation 2.
Seriously?
Yeah. Go buy a PlayStation 2.
Very good.
And give me a hammer.
Oh, no.
She's listening. You know she's listening.
I know she's listening. And what I'm going to do is I'll buy the PlayStation 2.
Right.
Break it into a million pieces and send it to her.
Very good.
There you go.
Thanks, John.
Please go ahead and go get it right now.
Hey, you know, it's just a good excuse to break something on the show.
Sure. Go get me the PlayStation 2. It's worth it.
Sure.
It's worth the cost.
Hey, if she plays her cards right, she can send it back to the manufacturer and say, look how this came to me.
You may want to change the packaging.
You know what we should do? This to me. Now listen to me.
You know what, though? I'm going to take off any of the tags.
Wait.
So she can't send it back.
Wait, Naked Cruelty. Hold on just a second. Wait.
Oh, come on. It's funny, Naked Cruelty.
Here's the deal. This makes it a bit of a game. Here's what I think you should do. When it comes to us,
yes.
What you should attempt to do, see how much damage you can wreak on that machine while it's in the box. See how much damage you can cause.
But
if it doesn't work...
How are we going to know without opening the box?
I have faith in you. I have faith that we can all be convinced that you have done serious damage to the machine. But then send her the box with the machine in it. It's just a thought.
Because that gives her the out. Then she can do exactly what you said. She can go to Sony. She can say, "I purchased this."
But you know what? That's the challenge. Yes.
I'll compromise with you on this.
Okay.
You know what Sony's going to say to her? We need a receipt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We need to know what store you bought it from.
Make it more of a challenge for her.
And I'm not going to give her the receipt.
Right.
I'm not going to give her the store that we bought it from.
And it makes it enough of a contest to see what kind of initiative she has. But I think the real challenge in all of this is for you to figure out how you can put maximum damage on this machine while it stays in the box. You know, these boxes are designed to protect the machinery.
Don't you think it'd be more fun, though, just to open up the box, leave the box in pristine shape?
Well, sure, it would be. It would probably be more fun, but I'm
thinking, the thing like in a million pieces, put it back in the box and send it to her.
I know that's what you want to do.
Please.
That's what you're going to do. It doesn't matter what I say now, that's what you're going
to do. Please, Mike.
Take it out of the box, smash it.
Because then she could still do
it. And then give her the receipt.
She could. No, I'm not giving her the receipt.
Well, if you take it out of the box, then you said you were compromising, so what you should do.
No, I'm not compromising. No.
If you give her the receipt, she'll have your credit card.
Yeah, right. I'm not going to give her the receipt.
Right.
Absolutely not. You know what? If I take it out of the box and I break it in a million pieces, she can still try the same scam. She can still try to go to a retailer and say, "Hey, I bought this. I got it home."
Well, you'll take it out of the box, and then when you're done with it, put it back in the box.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's what I'm saying.
That'll be fine.
So the box will still be new.
This is true.
She can still go to some retailer and say,
"I don't want to be this woman's protector. Don't get me wrong.
And what if she returns it and they don't think to open the box? Give her a return?
Which they've done before.
Yeah, they give her a return.
This machine is not working properly. I don't have my receipt. Well, we'll get you another one. You know, and if she was able to get one out of that, it would be fascinating.
I know if you go to Toys R Us a lot of times, you return stuff. They give you Jeffrey dollars.
Right? If she's listening now, I who knows? I mean, I think she's probably turned off the radio. That is my read on that woman. Nah. Once she determined that we weren't giving her something, she probably went away.
Nah, she's there. She's there. She's listening now. Yeah, she's talking with family and friends about how they can work out some scam to take the busted PlayStation.
Well, if she's listening right now, she knows that she has the challenge because we will send it to her.
That I promise.
Cruel would be just to send her the hammer.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? Hey, Don and Mike, hello. Are you there?
Are you eating something, sir?
We hear you.
Which line is this?
I hear eating.
Line 12. Pat? Hey, Pat?
Yeah.
Oh, Pat?
Yeah, hey, what are you doing there?
Oh, I didn't hear the buzz. You hear a...
What the hell are you doing?
What can we do for you?
Buzz or something.
What can we do for you?
Yeah, when you yelled at Joe the other day, a little while ago, it sounded like the way they talked to Spider and Goodfellas, Joe Pesci.
Yeah, that was kind of spider-like.
Yeah. All right, thank you, my friend.
What am I, on a pain all mindless, kid?
I will take that as a compliment. Oh, I've just been brought this exciting piece of action. Action-packed news for you. Come watch Don and Mike get wet. As they pay off their wet bet.
When do we have to do that?
Monday night, Mike. Monday night at 8 o'clock. Don, Mike, and the rest of the Gunner Balls will be at the number one gay club in D.C.
Wow.
Club Wet. Remember, we made that bet when we bowled against the homos. The bet was, if we lose, we go to the gay club. We have finally determined the time when they can make it and we can make it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's Monday night at 8 o'clock. And we'll bring tape recorders with us. What, did you think we were never going to have to do it?
No, I thought we were going to have to do it. I can't talk about it.
Why?
I thought we were doing it. I thought we were doing it like...
I did too. They don't open till 8.
Oh, really?
I mean, we all thought we were doing it in the early afternoon.
I thought we were sneaking out in the afternoon and getting that done.
They don't open the place till 8 o'clock.
God. Well, I guess we get there right at the opening.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
It's going to be interesting. We're going to go in a very naughty gay club.
Yes.
Very strange.
Club Wet. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
I think the best way for you guys to get back at this lady is not to destroy the PlayStation, but get it and give it to somebody else.
Oh, and it would be you.
No.
No, I don't want one. No, throughout the rest of the show.
No, goodbye. No, trust me, it's better, it's funnier.
And you should tell exactly what time you're going to give it away.
Don and Mike show, hello.
As a clip.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was actually one of the winners that won this game, and I didn't call and complain or anything like that. I don't have a PlayStation 2.
Yes.
And I 100% agree with the prior call to me. You should send it to me, and that'll show that lady that.
Here we go.
Get back, where things will come
in. Here comes the greed.
That's
greed,
all we got now.
Greed,
everybody who wants the game. Hello, Chris.
Yo.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, man? I have a PlayStation 2. Give me this bitch's game, please.
Oh, you want the game?
Yeah.
We've already sent the game to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man.
Everybody want, this is the need and want hour right now.
Yeah,
everybody
I love when
wants.
People argue by saying, oh, come on.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, don't send this lady a PlayStation 2 because I had this same problem. And I called Sony, and as long as you can give them the serial number and the information on the system that you have, they will fix it and send her a brand new machine.
I think that's a challenge to Don to make sure the machine cannot be fixed.
To make sure that the serial number cannot be found.
I haven't even seen what Don's going to do to this, but rest assured, I do believe that when he gets finished with it, I think all the serial numbers in the world will not put that back together.
I think you're right.
Well, there is a seal on the back of the machine that if that is broken...
And I sent the thing in because I did that.
Listen, we're going to handle it. Don't worry, my friend.
Lighten up.
We'll be on top of it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Wow.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
What's up?
Track Lighting. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Track Lighting. This is Tim.
Yes. Hi, Tim.
Did you hear the latest news over the wire? Bin Laden's dead.
Is this someone trying to scoop Buzz?
Apparently.
Buzz, is this true that Bin Laden's dead?
I would really urge everyone to consider the source right now.
I'm watching CNN right now, and they have President Bush addressing the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
I think there is a good chance you may be lying, sir.
Bye-bye.
No, sir. No, sir.
Why? How do you know? Where do you get your access to Associated Press?
It was CNN.
CNN? Well, don't you...
Just about 5 minutes ago.
So there's nothing on the crawl.
I'm watching CNN right now. And there's nothing. There's President Bush on TV, and the crawl on the bottom of the screen is about Catholic youth pilgrimaging to World Trade Center.
Well, you know, there probably is Catholic youth pilgrimage somewhere.
And you're drunk, and you're inebriated. Yeah.
No.
You're drunk. How can we take you seriously?
Just run across the screen. Uh-huh. So.
It just run across the
screen. So you think really if Bin Laden was dead...
Don and Mike, radio gods.
You think if Bin Laden was dead that CNN would just run it as a crawl on the bottom of the screen?
No, it was on the screen.
All right, give us all the details. What exactly did it say?
So tell Buzz to...
Hey, sir, I asked you a direct question. What did it say?
What did it say?
Bin Laden was killed by a drone missile.
Killed by a drone missile?
A drone missile.
A drone missile.
Unmanned airplanes shot and killed Bin Laden.
What, today?
No, yesterday. They just found it out.
Are you making this up, pal? Hey, pal, are you making this up?
Of course he is.
No, that's what they said. Just watch the news. It'll be on there in just a few minutes.
He believes it's real. It might not be real, but he believes
it. I tell you, listen, D.A., I'm watching CNN right now. If Bin Laden was dead, I guarantee it is the story of the century that they break into President Bush sitting in front of a bunch of Texas D.A.s wearing cowboy hats.
Now, did you hear a reporter talking, or did you watch a crawler on the screen?
I take it back. He's in Denver.
Who's in Denver?
President Bush.
Way to focus, sir. Did you hear a reporter say this, or did you read a crawler on the screen?
A reporter. And I told you first, so remember that.
You did.
Thank you.
We'll remember it. Thank you.
I urge everybody, watch the news drunk tonight.
It's our news tip of the week.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello. Yeah, Buzz. He gets the dollar, too.
That's
seven.
Right.
News tip of the week. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going? This is Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, listen, I work at a Toys R Us, and we get this all the time. What you have to do is make sure you pour soda or something on it, this way it's real visible, because what she'll probably do is buy a new one, put the broken one in a new box, and return it and get her money back. And then she's got a new PlayStation, and she gets the money back.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't think she's got the $300.
Well, if she scrounge it up, that's what she'll do. Trust me, people do it all the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is why I consider returning something in the United States to be a difficult procedure.
All right, thanks for the update, my friend. Thank you. Thanks for the update. Well, I don't, you know, even if the crazy nutty bitch figures out some way to get it out of it.
But I agree with the soda. You know,
yeah.
Pour a little liquid in it.
You got it.
Liquid and electronics don't mix.
Absolutely. We got a break. I'm not done yet with the bet you didn't know this stuff.
Very good.
And I guess the PlayStation 2 will be here momentarily.
Good.
So we'll break and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it?
it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, and listen, I'm hearing not only should I smash the PlayStation, but when it's smashed, I should take the chips from inside and put them in a microwave.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that adds...
It's the Don and Mike Show. Surprised you didn't know that.
That adds to the destruction value.
And don't forget a nice beverage.
Oh, yeah, the soda pop.
Right.
Here you go. Here's an instant feedback from Ratbag. Who works at the Toys R Us in New Jersey. Hi, we work at Toys R Us, and we sell PlayStation 2. All PlayStation 2 serial numbers are scanned at the point of purchase. This was invented to prevent people from returning items after the warranty runs out. So they will know if the item was purchased at Sony. If there's an attempt to return it at a different location, she will not be able to do so.
Oh, there you go.
Well,
I don't think it's going to matter anyway when you get done with it.
Well, I'm ready.
Are you ready to go for it?
I'm ready. Let me...
Yeah, we have pliers. We have a hammer.
You have more area to operate over here. We also brought wire cutters so you
scissors.
Can destroy the wires on the controller.
Everybody
and also the,
shield their eyes.
Yes.
Okay. Watch out for flight. Don, be very careful. Flying plastic. All right, here we go.
There'll be shrapnel from this.
Okay.
Yeah, there's going to be shrapnel coming in.
The guest mic there?
The guest mic, there you go.
John, you want to tell us a little bit how you're going to do this, what your procedure is going to be?
Well, Mike, I think I'm going to start by simply cutting some wires.
Okay, let's go for it.
I'm here with the PlayStation 2. First one,
did you plug it in already?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to cut wires while you're plugging it in?
No, we only plugged it in to open the drawer.
Okay.
Is it plugged in now, Rob?
No, it's not.
Might want to unplug that before you cut the wires.
Plug it back in so we can hear the sound of the thing going, the thing opening up.
Very good.
Okay. Where's the cord? There you go.
That one.
This one?
Always a mess when trying to undo the cords in a new electronic product.
Just so you can get the sound of the... Because the thing has a drawer that opens up where you put the games.
Yes.
Or in this case, it's a DVD player as well.
Right.
They always tell you to be careful with that drawer. It'd be a shame if something happened to it.
The drawer may be the only thing left.
Now, now we're plugging it in?
All right. He's going to plug it in so we can get the sound.
There's a master switch on the back, a power switch.
Okay, here you go.
Okay. On and... All right, come on, baby.
Here it is. The drawer opening.
So you get that?
You can hear it. You having trouble with that door, Don? Is that getting pesky?
Yeah, sure.
You having a little trouble with that door?
Sure is, Mike.
What's the problem with the door?
I don't know.
John's having a little trouble. Looks like he's getting a little frustrated with the door.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to break it or anything.
No, I wouldn't.
He's the hammer.
No, I wouldn't.
Why
don't you know? Put it on the wood. Put it on the wood.
All right.
Very good. Here we go, ladies.
Wouldn't want anything to happen to this poor. Oh.
All right.
Damn, this thing is... Yeah, see, you can tell the Japs made this thing.
It's well built.
Yeah.
The hammer got stuck inside there.
I think I heard the lens crack.
All right, here we go.
Watch your hand.
We're going now for memory card 1 and memory card 2. Uh-huh.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Well, there's the flying plastic. There's the flying plastic. Man, that is well built.
Things are strong. Then so is Don.
Hey, look, I got a piece of plastic here. Hey, how about trying it on the flat side?
Ooh, hold on.
Look at this stuff that just
rattle
fell
it.
Out.
Shake it for the microphone.
First,
Foist.
Foist.
There are the parts inside.
There you go. Now, how about right on the PS2 logo?
Yeah, good idea. Here we go.
Ready,
here we go.
Johnny? Here we go.
And yeah. Man, that's well built. There you go. You got into it. There it is.
think I'm actually going to bust it clean in half.
I tell you, I got it open. I don't know what's wrong.
Yeah. There we go.
There it is.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Now we're just...
Oh, look at that. The inner working.
Dealing back the top.
When we return on Autopsy.
Very good. Look at that. Now, you might want to flip it over and start carving into the other side of it.
Hold on, Mike. Why would I want to do that when I could just break all the insides? Look at that.
Wow. All right, let's listen.
Are you ready?
Oh, boy.
This might be the best one ever.
Wow. Here we go.
Here we go.
Everybody watch ready? Out. All right, everybody.
Wow.
Wait. You're getting your buttons.
Yeah, you're starting to do damage to the radio station.
Sorry. Hold on. All right.
Now he's going on the other side.
Now the back side.
All right. Watch out. We need an advice.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, he's gotten to it. That was... Kind of think no one's going to be fixing that one.
Oh, I know a guy who can fix it.
I think it's going to be fine. There it is.
I'm looking for the.
Yeah, the microphone's not on.
Huh. I'm looking for the serial number and.
Yeah, the serial number is dented.
It's come clean off.
Wow.
It's come clean off.
Look at that.
100% off.
Can't imagine why.
I think they can fix that.
There now, John. That's a happy picture.
That's the residue over there.
Let's get a happy picture of me with some of the
debris.
Some of the insides.
And your weapon. Don't forget your weapon.
And my weapon.
There it is.
Right here. How you like that, huh? For WNEW.com. And finally,
the shiny parts.
The controller.
The controller.
That's controller.
Cut the cord. Rob.
There you go.
Right,
very good. Oh, that's it.
Oh.
Boy, you know, that controller is better built than the machine is.
Incredible.
I think that one's clear in half.
Is there anything power that we could take to it?
No, that's the one we need. Unfortunately.
Wow.
Bounce. They bounce. That plastic bounces.
Bumbles bounce.
Okay. All right, hold on. Here you go. I've almost got it.
There you go.
There it is.
Not tough enough.
That's all I have left.
That's it.
Now what we want to do is bag this up and send it out to the lady.
Bingo. Nice round of applause.
All of the parts.
Very nice.
Rob.
Do some snipping.
Let me snip some more of the power cords.
Ah, very good.
Just the simple.
I think you can still use it.
Pair of wire cutters.
I think it still is going to work.
It'll be fine.
Clipping the cords.
Very good.
There you go. Oh, this is fun.
Hey, very strong getting all those cords simultaneously.
God damn it.
One PS2.
You know, it looks like a pretty well put together piece of equipment.
Slightly used.
Not unless you come at it with a hammer.
Yeah, that's, I think they can fix it.
Nowhere in the instruction book does it say not to do that, though.
Yeah.
The thing is, what I love about this, all right, I'm going to go back to my side of the console.
You know, with a little duct tape, I think things will be okay.
Yeah. Oh.
A little airplane glue.
Some rubber bands.
I think it'd be fine. Those plugs might be a little tough to use. I don't think it's going to fit anymore.
What is so great is that, and John, you got to take a picture for the website of this thing in 1,000,000 pieces with all of the inside components, with all of the chips, with all of the computer jazz, just in a gazillion pieces. And we're going to just put it in the original box and send it to her.
There you go. And, you know, if she has the right amount of glue, she can maybe put it on the wall. It can be a decorative item.
There is no way.
Now, this is much too intact.
I've got bronze.
You want to clip some wires, Mike?
You want to unravel it.
There you go.
There's some nice cut wires. Yeah, Mike's right. Yeah, Mike's an artist. Let Mike help with the picture there.
I'm looking at a piece of art right there. The damaged PlayStation. It represents our society's gameplay.
Okay, and Johnny, you got the picture for the website?
I got the ad.
And Lisa's cleaning up the area like a waiter would clean up a play area with the little crumb guard.
That's a beautiful picture. Let's get those on WNEW.com
very
ASAP.
Good. Right away. Smells like plastic in here.
Absolutely ASAP. Wow. Oh, and I'll take the warranty information, please.
Can you pass that over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The warranty that we didn't buy.
There you go. Yeah, well, you know, you ought to keep that intact. No need to destroy that. Just sit that right up on top of everything.
Problems with your PlayStation 2 computer entertainment system?
I believe so.
Or peripherals? Please call this number before making a trip back to the retailer. PlayStation Hint Line. Important installation, technical support, general questions.
Would it be great to get them on the line? I got my PlayStation 2 and it's in pieces.
I can email you a photo of it.
It's dented, it's bent. Wow. It looks like somebody's taking a hammer to it.
And wire cutters.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Cutters.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
I got a suggestion for what you could do.
More than simply smashing the machine and sending it to the lady?
Oh, yeah.
What?
You needed a liquid, right?
Yeah.
Don?
It's made out of plastic, is it not?
Buzz, may I?
Sure.
Yeah, Mike's, Don, you did forget one thing.
Yeah, Mike's going to pour some Diet Pepsi on
just
it there.
Just a tiny little bit. Not anything, you know.
Just enough to get into the electronics.
There you go. Diet, so it won't leave the same sugary residue.
Just a tiny little.
And I bet you were considering a different beverage, weren't you, sir?
Yes, I was.
Maybe a beverage that comes out of the front of my body.
Yeah.
I don't see that's necessary. I think this woman has suffered enough.
I don't think I need to go number one on it.
And remember, she gets the game.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don?
No, number three, Rob. What? Oh, you mean?
Oh.
You mean jizz?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hey, this door's not opening.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Man, I gotta tell you, man, the booger eating, the ass tea, even that dog crapping contest you had way back when, nothing is more painful than this right now.
Well, I know a lot of people would love this, and trust me, if we get some more to give away, we're gonna give them away. You know what, guys? So you gotta put it back in the box.
I mean, I have a PS2. I'm very attached to it, and I'm just imagining this happening to mine, and it's very, very painful.
Well, you know, sir, I think it should be a quest to get more of these to give away legitimately.
Mm-hmm. That would be a good idea.
And if you want to blame anybody, blame that woman's kids. Because, you know, I want to say this. Those kids brought this on themselves.
Absolutely.
They brought this on themselves by being calfed by that woman.
Absolutely.
And Rob, you have the box? Let me put it back in the box. Let's see if all the parts will fit into the...
Sure, you got all these. Now get all that pesky, like, cardboard out of there.
It is the... Yeah, it's all cleaned out, Mike.
No styrofoam, you know, so you can just put it back.
It is the beautiful original PS2 box.
It's wonderful.
Smells like Diet Pepsi.
There you go.
Watch your fingers. It's sharp.
Got it. All right.
Sharp plastic edges.
There you go. You want some more?
Yeah.
Well, you got to pour the rest in there.
Pour the rest in, Robbie.
$1 million pieces.
See? Nice fit.
There you go.
That's good. Now make sure you get all the pieces in there in case they want to put it back together.
Packaging to keep
the protective packaging.
Okay. And now.
I think they'll still reimburse you.
What do we forget?
Just a couple pieces.
A couple of wires that were cut.
Wires.
Okay.
Wires. Cutting wires. It's all there.
You go like this.
Oh, yeah. I got it.
How do you put this box back together, Robbie?
Because you want to do that right.
Well, we do it.
You want to make sure that it's perfectly put together.
Want the box to look perfect. Pristine.
Hope nothing happens to it in shipping.
There you go.
Do you want to insure this?
That's funny. Yeah, insure it.
Hold on. You know what? What I've got to do is take off the tag.
Right.
Showing where we bought it. And, Robbie, what we're going to have to do is get a... some kind of a scraper to scrape off right here the serial numbers on the box. Okay? Just want to make sure that there's not a chance that she gets any satisfaction out of this.
Yeah, and you don't want to insure it because then the post office will buy her a new one.
Right.
No insurance.
And furthermore, I see no need that this can't be sent third class U.S. mail.
As slow as possible. Pony Express, Don.
There you go, Rob. Good job scraping. Scrape.
Book rate.
Yeah, scrape it, Robbie. Scrape it, Robbie.
Keep scraping it.
Oh, I keep scraping it.
Get a little third class mail.
Which ensures...
Hi, ma'am. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Here's your PlayStation 2.
Which also ensures the fact that it will get less than preferential treatment.
Yes, it'll be used much like Adam Vinatieri used the football in the Super Bowl.
So there you go. There's the PlayStation 2 box.
Lovely box. Very modern.
So I'm just picturing the kids coming home and the boxes. And, you know, dream scenario would be that... The kids get home before.
Oh no, not
before
the kids.
Mom does.
Not
you know,
the
and
kids.
They go, oh, what's the? Oh, look, it's the PlayStation 2. Oh, it's. It's the PlayStation 2. Thank you, Don and Mike. And you know what? We're going to have to...
We'll have to put a piece of tape.
Put a piece of tape over the...
Oh, that
hole,
might give it away.
Over the hole in the bottom where the serial number was.
Otherwise, that thing, by the time it gets to its destination, the box will be empty.
Parts are going to fall out of there.
Parts is parts.
Ah, damn.
Hi.
Oh, man.
And there's still some pieces lying around the studio.
Are there really?
Yes, there are remnants.
Scoop them all up?
Oh, we didn't get all of them, Don. There were lots of little fragments.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
You guys are killing me, man. Me and my fiance have been trying to save up to buy our son a PlayStation 2 for months. You guys are just destroying one right now.
Let me tell you something. What's your first name?
Luca.
Luca, I want to tell you something. That's the way normal Americans do it.
Mm-hmm.
You save up money and you buy it. That's how you do it. Right. You don't win a prize from a radio show, then send an instant feedback saying, oh, I won a PlayStation 2 game, but now I want you to buy me the PlayStation 2. Do it for my kids. Don't let my kids down.
Right.
Please.
I would say we've scorched the earth as far as this subject is concerned. I think we've taken care of it.
Point made. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. Can you be kind?
No. No, we cannot. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Whoa, sure. Robbie, that smells stuff. Rob's disinfecting the area where you destroyed the game. Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that thing should be worth more now.
How could that possibly be?
Novelty
think
item.
Think about it. You busted it up. She can sell it on eBay with the authentic picture on your website.
True.
Worth the money.
You know what? It's a brilliant concept.
Maybe so, though I can't imagine.
The picture of you, but what you're going to need, as I said before, you take glue and you frame it. You turn it into a piece of artwork.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
You guys could send it to her COD for like $1 so that this silly bitch has to pay a buck to get it.
You get out of here. Get out of here. It's the second time you've called today. You really ruined the radio rule thing. Okay? No, that's perfect the way that it is. Send it to the lady now.
Amen.
And happy holidays. whatever the hell.
Happy holidays.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Happy President's Day.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on, Don and Mike? How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Good. I had another suggestion, too.
What's that?
You should have sent Rob over to the Cunny's house with a chainsaw, chopped up in little bits, and put her in that box.
Oh, my God. People
can be oddly...
You scratch that scab, and sometimes you don't know what's underneath. You know?
Perceptions are odd at times.
Yes,
hello,
very
Don
much
and,
so.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Who's this?
Don and Mike.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Vinny.
Hi, Vinny.
Hi. Just want to make a comment. You struck the box. Some assembly required.
Okay.
Understand our phone banks in Sacramento have completely blown out.
Thank you.
Sacramento has fallen off into the Pacific Ocean.
Why?
They're just delighted by all the hate going
this
on.
This is a Sacramento bit.
Oh, I got you. Okay. I got you guys. I got it. No, Rob, stop doing the Sacramento dance.
Just excited to say hi to all our friends on the left coast.
Stop doing the dance.
Hi, ladies.
We are up on a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. I'm coming to your corporate headquarters. My plane gets in at 2, and we'll settle this deodorant thing face to face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
Living in the violent world of Sam Huff, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara. From Atlanta,
Georgia. Well, I said it before, I'll say it again. I mean this, Lisa. You have never been sexier than you are right now. No, it's because you have a broom in your hand. And you're cleaning up the scraps from the PlayStation.
I thought maybe it was the hair.
No. You've never been more desirable to me. If you were barefoot, it would top it off. Just barefoot.
But if she was barefoot, she'd be getting little pieces of PlayStation 2 on her feet.
Shards.
And you know, Rob, we came up with a color for your shirt finally. The perfect color. What? It's creme brulee.
Creme brulee. Which used to be my radio name.
Creme brulee. Hey, this is creme brulee with you.
Creme brulee.
Listen, from the instant feedback, you know, so many people out there, just so many people who shouldn't have computers. I'm sure it's a real name. Zooty Bang.
Hey, Zooty Bang.
Let me see. I guess your quick-witted listeners are just supposed to believe that you guys just happened to have a PS2 laying around the station when you tools clearly said before you didn't. Come on, what did you break, really? That was a bunch of CD jewel cases, right?
Take a look at the website. Yeah.
Yeah, and also may we remind you, this is New York, the greatest city in the world, and everything is 8 minutes away.
Right.
We sent anything in 10 minutes.
We sent John out. I gave him my credit card.
You know what it is. I mean, and I can understand where the person on the instant feedback would have be a little confused. Johnny is tremendously efficient.
Yeah.
He is a speedy guy. He gets things done quickly.
I mean, we do the show from Manhattan. You can walk outside. You can walk across the street, and you
right.
can buy a telephone. You can buy a TV.
Right.
You can buy a PlayStation.
You can buy a dance skin.
You want to know right here?
Sorry.
The PS2 ran me $299.
Knick-knack.
The tax was $24.75.
Uh-huh.
My total billed was $324.74.
You can go out of this building, walk across the street, buy a PS2, or buy a Hummel.
And,
right.
And I'm also getting instant feedbacks. Boy, you're stupid. You spent $300. No, this $300 will be paid by Infinity Broadcast.
Yes, right. That will be expense due to its entertainment value. You didn't just bust up a game. You did it for entertainment.
Right, and also all
you get a little shard of plastic in your finger?
Yeah, I cut my finger.
Oh.
I cut my finger. And also all the DAs can just go F themselves that are writing a real original idea of breaking something on the radio.
Hey, yeah. It's childish. It's wonderful.
Yeah, because no one's ever broken anything on the radio before.
You know, I think there are a lot of people that have broken things before, but you do it with a great deal of panache. You attack it with a great deal of joy.
And I like the thought that that woman is going to get that box in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that beautiful. The box itself, the PS2 box,
yes.
It's pristine.
Mm-hmm. And I urge that woman to take that last caller's advice where, you know, the novelty of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? If you get that whole package together, you get a picture of you breaking it up, you glue it like on something, and then you put your game that you would actually, the legitimate game that you'd received, and you auction that whole thing off, I bet she could make a pretty penny. And hey, wouldn't she have the last laugh?
Nah, I don't think anybody would pay 25 cents for that. for the picture of me and the stuff. But, and I'm telling you,
that's how you get through your day by thoughts like that.
This thing is so busted up in so many pieces that if she goes to a store and says, hey, I bought this and it's broken.
Right.
There's no way she's going to get anything back.
You know, if she goes that route, she will be disappointed.
It's in a gazillion pieces. Johnny, approximately how long until the pictures of the smashing of the PlayStation are up on AEW.com? Any idea?
Once the web guy finishes his pizza.
Oh. All right, thank you very much.
It's all about priorities.
let me see. Mike.
Yes.
Oh, here we go. Back to a little bit. I bet you didn't know this.
Okay.
And I'll simply give you, these are a true or false.
Okay.
More than 50% of the people in the world have never received a telephone call.
True.
True it is.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Wow.
Buzz, wearing headphones for just an hour will increase the bacteria in your ear 7,000 times.
What?
Come on, funny guy. Come on.
I wouldn't think so. I'd say false.
700 times. Wearing headphones for just an hour increases the bacteria in your ear.
Another reason.
700 times.
Well, Jesus, what does that...
Another reason.
What does that mean about our ears, then? What, I mean, seriously, what does that mean for our ears with a lifetime of wearing headphones? And
what?
Not to mention the headphones I wear when I'm watching my DVDs.
Have you ever seen the movie Wrath of Khan?
Oh, my
Where
God.
Where they drop the slug in
it's
the
like
guy's
an earwig.
Ear. Yeah.
Mike.
Yes, Don.
True or false, in every episode of Seinfeld... There is a Superman somewhere.
False.
True.
Oh, man.
Buzz, which was invented first?
Yes.
The match or the cigarette lighter?
I would say the match.
The cigarette lighter.
Wow. Hey, that's pretty cool.
That's why this is called, Bet You Didn't Know That.
Bet You Didn't Know That.
Know that.
We're doing Bet You Didn't Know That.
Mike.
You're listening to Bet You Didn't Know That on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike.
Yes, Don?
50% of the people who use personal ads for dating are already married. True or false?
True. False. 75%.
Wow.
75% of people that put those dumb ads in are married?
Already married.
Oh, wow.
Already married. Wow.
That's incredible.
Buzz.
Yes.
True or false? Mm-hmm. Most lipstick contains fish scales.
I'd say true.
That is true.
That's the rendering.
The sparkle factor, I think, of the lip scales and the lipstick.
Let me see.
You mean Mike, the sparkles on people's lips are caused by fish scales?
That's my guess.
Mike, can or cannot a crocodile stick its tongue out?
Crocodile can stick its tongue out.
Cannot stick its tongue out.
Oh, and amazingly,
tricked me, huh?
Cannot lick its elbow.
Buzz.
Yes.
And they're married, most of them.
75%.
True or false, Buzz? It is physically impossible for pigs to look up into the sky.
I'm going to say false.
That is true. It is physically impossible for pigs to look up into the sky.
Well, can't they look up at you? Like a lot of people have pigs for
Mike,
pets.
I'm telling you, I'm reading them here from Bet You Didn't Know That.
Okay.
Let me see. Mike.
Yes.
True or false?
True.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
A pregnant goldfish is called a twit.
Wow.
I'm going to say true.
No.
Thank you. You tricked me again. You're just having your way with me on this.
Twat.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, look twat. At those. Look at I have wonderful, a beautiful aquarium filled with twats.
Buzz, where is a shrimp's heart?
I don't think a shrimp has a heart.
Buzz, you're wrong. A shrimp's heart is in its head.
Ah.
Well, I've always known that. I don't know why I said that. It just sounded like you should.
Rob, is this true?
Yes.
Rob, true or false?
Yes.
Like fingerprints, everyone's tongue print is different.
I would say that's true.
That is true. Mike.
Hi.
Over 85% of the people who hear this list will try to lick their elbow.
Well, you just made that up, didn't you?
No.
That's on your list? I will say yes. True.
Yes, that is true. Over 85%.
How can they possibly put that in there? They have no way of knowing how many people are going to attempt that.
Well, that's their last goofy one.
It's statistics.
Yeah. True or false, Buzz, when people say bless you when you sneeze, because when you sneeze, your heart stops for a millisecond.
That's absolutely true.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, Mike, that's how it got started, actually.
Mike, true or false?
Yes, Don.
In a study of 200,000 ostriches over a period of 80 years, not one reported a single case where an ostrich buried its head in the sand.
Boy, I'm going to say... I know when most... Now, your question involved ostriches having their periods.
No, burying their heads in the sand.
Well, there was period in the question there. You said during a period...
During a period of 80 years. Is it true or false?
Am I annoying you?
Does the ostrich bury
his head? He's fun to have fun with when he's got a list in his hand. Even if it's a survey, he's like,
right.
I'm going to say true. They have buried their head in the sand.
They have not.
Oh, of course. I'm doing very badly.
They have not.
Well, it's when they're having their period.
Right? Mike, is it true or false that rats multiply so quickly that in 18 months, the average two rats... have over 1 million descendants.
Absolutely.
That is true.
True, and that's disgusting.
And none of them can vomit.
Oh, man.
That is true. Buzz?
Yes.
Does cat's urine glow under a black light?
Yes, it does.
You would know.
Yes, he would.
Yes,
he's
yes,
done
would.
It before.
You would know.
He does it at his house on the weekends for fun.
Mike.
Yes.
78% of all photocopier faults worldwide, when people have to call someone in to fix their Xerox machine, 78% of all photocopier faults worldwide are caused by people sitting on them and photocopying their buttocks.
True.
That is true.
Wow.
78%.
That is fascinating.
Wow. Buzz.
Yes.
Does a duck's quack echo?
I'm going to say no. False.
That is true. A duck's quack does not echo, and no one knows why.
Well, wait a minute. If you send your duck to the Grand Canyon, you have it quack, I would think there'd be some sort of reverberation.
A duck's quack doesn't echo, and no one knows why.
Well, my God, how can you have something like that without an explanation?
What if you put the duck on CBS FM?
I'm just reading...
I'm just reading the list, okay?
Put a little Cousin Brucey reverb in back of the duck.
I'm reading the list now. Let me see, because I'm trying to get as many of these items as possible before we move on with the show. From our good friends at the Record Mart in Old Town Alexandria, Virginia, they have sent us records over the years. When we do Donnie's record bag, it's always when they've sent us a package of stuff.
They're the best.
We are sad to announce that they're going out of business.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, they're selling the business.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, you know, this might be a good time this weekend if you're down in Old Town Alexandria. Stop by.
Yeah, please do. They're fantastic. It's a great shop to walk through.
Jerry Horton is the owner, and we've never had to wait more than 24 hours for any request. He's simply the best.
Good.
Tell him hi.
Now, the new tapes we have first are of the Beach Boys, because, you know, I played the Brian Wilson Live at the Roxy CD that you can buy in the store the other day.
I remember that.
The first track that was sent to us by the Record Mark is the Wilson brothers, you know, Brian and Carl Wilson, their dad Murray, yelling at Brian and Beach Boys in the recording studio at one point.
This is the real deal, right?
Yes, this is a real tape. At one point, Brian mentions that he only has one ear he can hear out of, the hearing loss that resulted when his dad smacked him in the side of the head.
Wow.
So let's roll that now. Beach Boys in the studio.
Brian, you're coming in shrill. We're missing all of Los El Biron on Mike. We missed it all, okay? You're doing great, Al. Loosen up a little.
Put it down at one time. Carl gets the box. Have a great conversation.
Brian, you got a wonderful tune here. I'm sorry to yell. Al, loosen up a little more. I'll say sexy Rhonda Moore. Rhonda Moore, soft and sexy. Mike, come on in. Closer on that mic when you're... we missed it.
How close that was.
This is Pearl.
Hey, Rob, just fascinating, man.
Give me a copy of Help Me, Rhonda, so I can
find
the actual record. So you can hear how the record ended up sounding.
Right.
And picture Brian Wilson's dad screaming at these guys while they're making this
record.
And
they're basically kids.
Yeah. And now, right now, he's talking to, obviously, Al Jardine, Mike Love, and Brian Wilson.
Right. Help Me, Rhonda. It's cut number
nine.
Cut number nine. Okay, so here's how the record ended up sounding, okay? All right. Who doesn't know this?
Well, since she put me down, I've been out tuning in my head.
Classic song.
I come in late at night.
Great song. Don't they sound happy? Okay. So that's the song. Here's the recording of the song.
Do better, right? You're all pushing over. So soften it a little. We got it. Dennis, don't flat anymore. We got it.
Come back here, Susan.
That's what I've got to do.
Okay. Go ahead. How's
good?
Now let's hear it.
That's
let me
good.
One more time. Do it one more
you
time.
Okay. Now, loosen up and be happy.
He's yelling at the kids by saying, loosen up and be happy.
I'm happy. I am so happy. You can't believe it. I'm so happy we're only doing
Brian,
this song.
When you've seen Ross.
Here we go. Duplicated like last time, huh?
We call this.
Hey, man.
Brian, fellas, I have 3,000 words to say. Quit screaming and start singing from your hearts, huh? You're doing fine now. Watch your oohs. Come in on the low notes, Mike. Carl,
hey, hold on a second.
You
understand why Brian talks the way he talks? His father sounds the same way.
Yeah.
His father's doing
kind of that Candy Shack.
Hey, that's the way you go.
3,000 words to say.
3,000 to say. Sounds heavy smoker, too.
Come on. Dennis, you're flatting. Okay, Mike, you're flatting on your high notes. Let's go. Let's roll. So you're big stars. Let's fight, huh? Let's fight for success. Okay, let's go. Now loosen up and be happy. Forget the people in there. Turn the lights out in this room. Turn the lights out.
Good idea.
It's
a great idea.
God, what a sad man. What an ass.
Great idea, Mrs. Grace.
Okay, fellas, you got any guts? Let's hear it.
Jesus, what a motivator.
How about
a-hole?
So
they have to hear that and then sing this.
He right. says, loosen up, and in the same breath says, you got any guts?
Fight to succeed, boys.
You got any guts?
I said 3,000. Come on, Brian, knock it off.
95.
You guys think you're good? Let's go. Let's go.
I don't think he's banged up.
Fellas, as a team, we're unbeatable. Let's go. You're doing wonderful.
God damn it.
I'll leave, Brian, if you're going to give me a bad time. Let's go. Let's go.
Brian said, God damn it.
Yeah, and
I don't care if it does. Let's go. Come on. You got any guts? Let's see it. I don't care how many people are here.
I got one ear left, and your big loud voice is killing me.
Now, let's get the clear picture. He's not yelling. He's berating him a little bit, but you're getting a little of the give and take here with father and son.
But now you're also getting Brian saying, I've got one ear left. It's your fault.
Yeah, I mean, he's giving it to... I mean, it's not like the total, Hitler for dad here. This is an interesting little bite. I've never heard this.
I said 3,000. Come on, Brian, knock it off.
95.
You guys think you're good? Let's go.
That's loaded.
Let's go. Fellas, enough. Let's go. Forget it. I'll leave, Brian, if you're going to give me a bad time. Let's go. Let's go.
Did Brian say the S word?
I don't care if it does. Let's go. Come on. You got any guts? Let's see it. I don't care how many people are here.
I got one ear left and your big loud voice is killing
me. I'm sorry I'm yelling. Okay, let's go. Loosen up, Al. Watch your flatting. Let's roll. Happy. Loosen it up,
Al.
Happy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, can you imagine this guy in a recording session?
Happy.
So, okay. Adrian, I leave, okay?
No.
He's threatening him with leaving. He's got the whole control thing going.
Hey, Chuck. Stop it.
It's like Brian doing most of the talking. So surprised that he's messed up.
I'm trying to fix the recorder.
Happy!
Al, come in 2 inches. About an inch and 3/4. Or 2 inches closer. Come on.
Oh, my God. What an a-hole. Imagine that kind of direction.
Or come in 2 inches. Right. One of the 2 inches.
Come in about an inch and 3/4.
When you sing Rhonda, love make that. It sexy and soft.
Control freak.
Rhonda, you'd look so fine. Okay?
Happy! It's also important to note that when they finally had enough of this guy, when they finally said to their dad, F you, you're ruining our careers, you know that Murray Wilson said to them, F you, I'm going to make my own records.
Right.
I'm going to go out and find 5 guys who are better than you.
Right.
I'm going to make my own records. Terribly failed.
Right.
And not to mention, he sold all their masters for like the equivalent of about $10,000.
Amazing. Yeah, it was just a total a-hole.
Let's go. Brian, so you're Doug. Okay, let's go. Sing from your hearts.
What was that? Was Buzz in the studio?
Come on, roll it.
Can you hear what the...
Roll it!
Since Mike, are you playing rap this time, or are you just going to...
A little...
Is it going on tape now, or what?
No!
Little stage check.
No!
There's some yelling going on now.
We haven't even been recording in a normal 13 hours.
That sounded like Mike Love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, your voice is shrilling through everybody. Carl, we can't hear Carl. We can hear Dennis, but we can't hear Mike. We can't hear Mike, and we can hardly hear Al.
Okay, now wait a second.
Me?
Which means that
we're locked in together, so Al has, Brian, Carl has to sing louder. You have to back off 2 inches, 3 inches, Brian. Your voice is too shrill on this harmony kick.
Okay,
Al, sing from your heart. Al, Brian, Mike, we can hardly hear you. So come in a little more on your low notes.
You know what? We've been listening to this for a couple of minutes. I want to kill this guy.
Yeah. He's yelling at all of them. He's saying to all of them, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong.
You need to move an inch and 3/4 back.
Wow.
Happy. We don't have a blank. Can we hear a chord? Just a chord like we used to. When you used to sing clear records, okay? Let's go. Mike, you're too close on your low notes. Kyle, come in a little. Mike, you back off. We got the plan, okay? Dennis, watch your flatting, dear. Okay?
Dear,
Al, loosen
dear.
Up and we got it. This is going to be a hell of a hit. Let's go. Loosen up.
Well, you had that right.
Loosen up a little. So, Dan, Brian, I'm a genius, too. Let's go, huh?
Wow, I'm a genius too.
Turn down his playback thing because it's my ears going out.
I'm sorry.
My ears going out.
The mic's too close.
Got well.
Wow. Fascinating.
Amazing. And they got out of that, they got this. Cut number two?
Yeah, I believe the second cut is more of the same.
Oh,
more of the same. I could be wrong, but I think it is.
More of the same, okay.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Much better.
Just come in a little, Mike, but watch your low notes.
You know, talking down.
Brian, forget who you are, will you? Let's go. Let's roll. No one can hear what I'm saying.
Did he just say, I'm not forgetting anything about who you are?
Right, he did.
Now, keep in mind, he's the dad to Brian and Carl and Dennis, but he's the uncle to Mike Love, right?
Uncle to Al Jardine, I thought.
To Al Jardine.
No, one of the two, yeah. I can't remember
he's,
which
he's
one.
Related in some. He's three of his sons,
right.
And another one who's his nephew, I guess, or his cousin.
You're right.
Amazing,
Mike Love.
Amazing Mike dynamic. Love. So much has been written about this. You've seen TV movies about right. it. This is amazing
you
stuff.
You know, I'm listening, and I'm not surprised that Dennis Wilson hung out with Charles Manson.
Yeah.
I'm really not.
Well, next to his dad, he was nice, calm.
Well, I mean, it's the whole rebel thing.
Yeah.
Carl, can I hear your part? I can't even hear you, dear.
Hey?
I get three,
Carl, you're not allowed to really.
Parts. Hey, dear.
Who knows? Well, come on in and sing it. Then you've been loafing for 2 hours.
Come on in the door, Carl.
What's the matter? You made too much money, buddy?
No.
Let's sing from your heart, so let's go.
What an ass.
Sing from your
heart. I know you don't talk this way much, but I'm your father. Come on, fellas.
Let's go.
This damn
thing. Al's doing a fantastic job, Dennis and Mike, and Brian Shrill. But let's, come on, Carl, baby.
Boy, you know what? You know you hear the consistent thing? I mean, he's on a lot of guys in here, but who he's on more than anybody is Brian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There is a relationship there, man. That's amazing.
Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Bang, syncopated.
And what a voice to really demonstrate how it should be done.
Bang, syncopated.
Come on, dear. Happy, dear.
All right, you got
happy, peppy, dear.
Mike, I'm sorry.
Come on.
Mike, I'm sorry. Mike.
Let's keep it. Come on.